Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, the world according to Velvet. This is Velvet reporting live from planet Earth here at Rocks and Things Metaphysical in Whitefish, Montana, Mr. of the Galaxy. I'm sitting here in my rock shop, and I have a special guest, and I'm going to let her introduce herself, and if she has anything she wants to say. Freeform Friday is the show that I do every Friday at 11:30, and I have an idea about what I might talk about, but whoever shows up determines really where we go. So go ahead and say your name, and if you have anything you want to share or anything that you're struggling with, because that's patterns, you know, we see these patterns on. Just randomly popped in again today for the second time. I'm ready to get. Really love the rock shop. I really love rocks. I'm getting more and more interested. Very loving fibers. So,
what are you noticing about your rose? Or how you may be different because you have the rose?
I have a big one that I sleep with, and that's been a natural gratification for me. I've been sleeping great, so that's something I noticed.
And you weren't sleeping good before?
Probably not as good.
Very
yeah.
Good.
Well, today, is there anything that you're noticing in the world? Because one of the things I like to do on Fridays is kind of just talk about the patterns that I see. You work with the public.
Mm-hmm.
And are you seeing people struggling anything in particular? Or, I have a few ideas I'm going to talk about, but is there anything that you're seeing out in the world that you think, because if we know we're not alone,
mm-hmm.
it helps. So what do you see?
Well, some of the public I don't get really close with, but maybe some anxiety in some people I've noticed in coworkers into that type of situation. I don't know what it's all about.
Okay.
And some severing of relationships I've seen, which I have too. But that's something I'm coming in contact with other people.
Okay.
Who are similar.
Okay.
Separation.
Okay.
With other things.
Well, just from an astrological perspective, we had a new moon on Tuesday, and it was a new moon in Gemini, and what I know about Gemini is that Geminis in general have an intense amount of energy, and a lot of them struggle with anxiety. And theoretically, that during the new moons and the full moons, and even any time the sun is in a sign, it triggers our chart wherever we have Gemini energy. And so what I've been able to get more awareness of is the gift of Geminis. You know, I'd heard that Geminis they had a lot of energy, so they're like a butterfly. They can't hardly sit still. They're kind of like moving. They're very social, or the opposite, because, you know, we either come in to learn how to be a Gemini or we come in because we love that energy. So what I've seen about Geminis is they're very social or not at all, and they are very creative people. A lot of the Geminis that I know they can walk into a room, and have you ever heard of feng shui? So feng shui is called the art of placement, and a lot of Geminis that I know, they can walk into a room, and if things are out of order, they feel the chaos, and it triggers them. I am sort of the opposite. I don't pay any attention. Terry, oh yay, Terry's here. I don't pay any attention to physical chaos. I pay more attention to the emotional chaos, and that may be because I'm a Pisces, but Geminis tend to really feel physical chaos, okay? And so that can create anxiety for them. We're just talking about how she's noticed that there's people with anxiety, and I was talking about the new moon in Gemini. So the other really cool thing I noticed about the new moon in Gemini is that since the new moon, I have held within me like almost two seeming opposite feelings or emotions, like they shouldn't be both coexisting at the same time. So like I felt really grounded and yet scattered at the same time. And so somebody else said this to me, and then I sort of have kind of seen it in other people, is that what if the gift of Gemini is to be able to hold both without judging it? And so when we can't hold both, it creates a conflict in us, and that could be some of the anxiety. Terry, what do you notice out there in 3D land?
Well, just as you're saying, if anybody's the poster child for dealing with the duality of this existence, it would be the Gemini. That's virtually both hemispheres of the brain, the emotional versus the intellect. I'm noticing that wherever we hold our focus, and especially attached to feeling, that is the reality that we create. And so if we're a sensitive lot or dialed into all of the darkness that we see everywhere now due to technology, it tends to really reinforce itself, and you get caught in this dark downward spiral. And it's like, oh, my God, how do I get out of here? But at the exact same time, the opposite flip side of that dualistic coin is happening, and the solutions and the moments of stand up and rise to your occasion in that dualistic sense, in the midst, in the heart of darkness, is there. And you can reach inside of yourself. You can go beyond yourself. You can call to your higher self to help me see this in a different way.
Not the Course of
Miracles. Exactly. Along from the Course of Miracles. So you rise to your occasion. You become your greatest self, your most
perfect
self. And you become a force in nature, just like you are, Zelda. Here, this little beacon of light and rocks and things, twinkling away. We know you have your ups and downs. We all do. But we know where to go when we need some reinforcement towards that positive self. Force the way of going within to discover that better way, that evolved way, that balanced way, that yoga. You are the linchpin of this community, showing the way.
Well, and I think because I have, like, all of my planets in the third house, which is ruled by Gemini. So even though they're all in Pisces, I have, like, this Gemini undertone, right? And so then I have Sag rising, and they're up. So Sag is a centaur with the arrow pointing the way. And one of the things I've been getting really clearly about Sagittarians is they can be down here in the muck, but because they can see what hasn't manifested yet, they can be skipping through hell going, well, isn't that pretty? Look under that pile of poop. And isn't that pretty? There's mushroom growing there. So I talk about balancing the duality, you know, because I think of Gemini as the split sides of the brain, left and right, and I think of the centaur as the spirit in form, the human man or the man animal, or, you know, it's sort of like that, the human becoming, that duality, you might say, or integration. So that's kind of what I noticed. We've been doing our dreaming group, just so you know, we're doing a group dreaming. We did it on the new moon, and it was in conjunction with the bowl meditation that I do at 8. And the whole function of it is, I was obsessed with Inception and the whole idea that we can come together to create a new dream. You know, in that movie, they dream together. And, yeah, they're messing in somebody else's head for corporate espionage. Okay, they're messing in somebody else's head to kind of manipulate somebody. However, the concept of us coming together to dream a new reality, I've been obsessed with it since I saw that movie, so we're starting that. So the next one will be on the full moon on July 1st at Wednesday at 8 o'clock here in the bowl room. And no, at night. I'm actually staying up late enough to do a bowl session. So that's been really cool, and kind of what I feel like part of my piece, because we all hold a different piece of the dream, right? And so I played the bowls for the first half hour, and everybody kind of dreamed of the dream.
And then I gave everybody a bowl to play. And we all played the bowls, and then I drummed to help bring our dreams together. And kind of what I got is how important, well, we know this, right, how important community is. We know it, and there was this one Native American said, community won't happen until we really need it. You know, there's really, I mean, there is some need for community, but as things get crazier and crazier and we are coming into who we are, remembering the truth in our hearts, we need other people to support us. And so we'll be called to whatever our community is. And I sort of feel kind of like what Terry was talking about, that this place, and me to a certain extent, as much as I resist it, I'm like some sort of linchpin in our community. I don't understand yet. Maybe it's my seeing the mushrooms in the pile of poop, you know, because I love the experience.
Well, obviously, you are one of those here to come to this planet at the time, as we, whether we're ironing out karma and learning whatever lessons, but you have gotten beyond that through your own internal balance. So what's the next step? Okay, I learned my lesson. I am to be of service. Let's face it. It's not about me. It's about we. So we all come here. We all go through. And at a certain point, we either become mired in our lesson, can't get past it, or be went. Or we say, all right, then there's done that. Let's chop some wood. Let's carry some water. Let's make this a better place than I found.
And let's have fun. That's my new thing. Yeah, that whole idea that the spiritual path has to be to overcoming struggle, yeah, you kind of have to face the struggle sometimes, but you don't have to spend a long time in it. That's kind of what I'm...
I reach internal peace and balance and harmony. Even the hard things that grow through on your path can be viewed and looked at through a detached connection of form. Everything coming at you is either
portal.
Of Course in Miracles again.
Perfect.
Absolutely. You can stand in this place of trouble, and it might tug on your issue strings and say, don't you want to go down that road of anger again? Don't you want to feel steady for yourself? Don't you want to not love? But when you get your act together, which this place helps people do through the various books, teachings, and aspects, knowing thyself, you become a force of nature, and this world becomes a better place. And we are at the crossroads. We're standing there. We know this doesn't work. This is not sustainable. Every one of our institutions is based on an out-of-balance, male-dominated principle that needs to come into homeostasis with the planet, with the resources, with one another. The first step with one another is not welfare programs. It's teaching responsibility, self-responsibility. No matter what your issues and challenges are, you can face and rise up to them. And I don't know where to go from here.
No, I think that that's really true, because it kind of brought me back to how I kind of like to start the thing, is kind of just seeing, watching what's happening, and then, we got 90 seconds. Well, to make a short story long, or a long story short, what I've noticed is how important taking responsibility is. I had two really great gifts this last week in... watching emotions come up, and did I react badly to one? I did, or with one. But okay, so I have this new motorcycle, right? And I'm trying to like be a motorcycle rider, and I'm not used to going over 45 miles an hour. I know. And so my husband got us in this situation where I had to go on the highway, and he says, and you gotta go 65 miles an hour to be safe. And I was so I was afraid. Right? And I get out on the highway, and all of a sudden, I just got pissed. Oops, excuse my French. I got really mad. And I got mad at him, right? But I realized there was this awareness that I was so angry. He made me do this. I did, but I was so mad at him. And yet, at the same time, I had this awareness that had I not pulled up that anger, I would have pulled off the road, and I would have frozen in fear. I wouldn't have gone forward. And so, when I got to the end, I said, don't you ever tell me what to do again.
You just read your script.
I know, exactly. However, it's sort of like, so I couldn't stop myself from, like, reacting, but I had sort of a split awareness to know, you wouldn't be able to do it if you didn't call on that energy, because anger is just energy. So then a week later, I had the same, well, I was out riding the motorcycle again, and I come really fast into a corner. And normally I would have freaked out, because I freak out when I get faced with the unknown. But I felt myself, like, sink into myself, and the bike just, time, that's the thing about time slowing down, time slowed down, the bike took the corner, I didn't need it, and then all the adrenaline hit. But it's the idea, I normally would have been frozen in fear, but it didn't happen. So it's really cool to understand this fear thing a little bit, because I think we all get faced with fear, and how do we react? I realize my pattern is that when fear shows up, sometimes the only way I can get through it is to get angry. And my bad behavior is to be angry at somebody else, you know. But anyway, it was a really cool experience. So we run out of time. This left that happened really quick. Danielle, is there anything you want to say?
No, this top is great. Velvet's great. And have a great day.
Thank you.
Be cool, man.
Be cool. Okay, this is Velvet reporting live. Over and out. 15-minute show. Oh, well. Because I didn't do it right. Anyway, this is a shortened version of Live from Rocks and Things. Over and out.